Blog Talk Radio.
I guess you wonder where you at. This is the Get Down. Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, the next phase in online radio. Baby, get down.
Bang! Bang!
Wah-da-da-dang! Wah-da-da-da-dang! Hey! This is
Good evening, good evening, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight is the Get Down with your host, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. And I'm joined by Mr. DSP, a deeper shade of soul, the chocolate boy wonder. Ladies and gentlemen, I give to you that guy, that dude, J-Rob, the wise son. What's good with you, bro?
Man, what's up, Van? How you doing tonight,
good,
bro?
Man. Oh, man, I am doing phenomenal.
It's an incredible night for spoken word poetry. It's a great night to be able to sit next to my co-pilot and more than anything else, I get to hang out with you and the other poet.
Oh, man.
And tonight is the Get Down. How you doing?
Oh, man, I am doing great, man. It is the Get Down indeed. I'm doing phenomenal, bro. You know, I could complain about a few things, but I'm not. Where do they do that?
Nah. That ain't what we do.
That ain't what we do.
Greatness ain't got time to complain.
No, sir. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you happen to be listening somewhere online and you decide you wanted to get down with me and this guy right here.
That's me.
Dial in 319-527-6300, and when you get here, go ahead and press 1 to get on in line. If you're already here and you haven't done so and you desire to get down, go ahead and press 1. Tonight's show is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? I got mine. You got yours?
Mine. I'm wearing mine tonight, Van.
That's what I'm talking about.
All the healing properties I need, brother.
Yes, man. Without question. And let's give a shout out to our illustrious CEO, who happens to be the CEO of Epiphany Radio, but also Raw Links, author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas. Hit the brother up, say thank you for Epiphany Radio, or go ahead and place your order for the Raw Links. I know y'all be seeing the commercials. Seeing the posts. I know y'all be like, ooh, I got to get me one of them joints right there. Go ahead and get you some. We won't tell nobody, but when you get it, you just make sure you go ahead and go with it.
That part. Man. That part right there.
Man, so why son? This is the first Get Down of the new year of 2023. Oh, man.
Happy New Year to you, Van Meadows. Happy New Year to all of you callers who didn't think it was robbery to join us this evening. Happy New Year, Epiphany Radio Universe and family. It's the first Get Done of the year. We got 52 weeks of poetry planned for y'all. I hope you're ready. Y'all better get a seatbelt for this. I don't know, man. I don't know. Because last year was something else. So I'm hoping they're ready for what we got.
Man, I hope so, too. Last year was definitely something else, man, without question. Speaking of hoping that they're ready. What are we doing tonight?
Let me tell it to you this way. I'm going to tell it to you this way. Tonight, you know, we want to hit them with a little consciousness and let them know it ain't all about the, you know, sexy, joy. But tonight, we want you to think about it. Tonight's title, No More Bullets. Now, so when people say, what do you mean, no more bullets? If you live in any community that's urban in any kind of way whatsoever, you are very much familiar with some of the things that have happened in our neighborhoods. Tonight, we're asking for a ceasefire on all levels. Let's get back to conversation. Let's get back to talking our problems out. let's get back to a situation when it wasn't about hurting somebody because you could with a senseless act of violence. And before I go further, Van, the reason that this is such a heavy topic for me, I got a young man that I mentor. He's looking at some real jail time for something that he did. And now he's real sorry because somebody said something to him that I hope opened his eyes. He said, and he was bragging about how he hurt this other brother with the act of violence using a gun. The older gentleman asked him, how long did it take you to do this? How long did it take you to pull the trigger? He said, oh, man, yo, I shot him like four times, like bang, 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 like 10 seconds. He says, so it took you 10 seconds to make a decision that's going to cost you almost 50 years of your life behind bars with me. And you're okay with that. When all you had to do was talk to that man or walk away or fight that man hand to hand. And now you're going to give this state 25 to 50 years of your life for something that that took you 10 seconds to decide to do. At that point, he was saying he never thought of it like that. And now he's in a situation that he's trying to get out of. So Van and I are asking everybody, if you know somebody or you're familiar with someone like that, put it down. No more bullets.
You know,
it ain't that
you
serious.
You know, man, I got a news report yesterday out of Baltimore, man, from my high school. Edmondson West Side Senior High School. Across the street from the high school is a shopping center, Edmondson Village. And four young cats from the school were over there on their lunch break. Two dudes came out of nowhere, opened fire on them.
Oh, my God.
Two 17-year-olds, one 18-year-old, and one 16-year-old. 16-year-old didn't make it. They canceled classes today and offered counseling sessions for the people that knew those students. And when I tell you, I might love my city where I came from, but I got my kids out of there because I couldn't raise them there because of stuff like this. So, tonight's show, no more bullets. No more bullets.
Yeah, it's a heavy topic, but it's a conversation that we need to have more often because there are things happening in our community that we don't have control of. And we really need to have these conversations, especially in our black and brown communities. So it's something we need to do. We can't shy away from it.
We cannot. And I do recall a good brother last week. You told me that I would be first tonight.
Well, you know, a good brother said that you would be first because it only makes sense that we start the year off right by allowing my brother, a cat that I poetically admire, a cat that I say, ladies and gentlemen, dare I say, is one of the baddest brothers on the mic. And there are thousands of cats on the mic, but for me, this is one of the baddest dudes on the microphone that writes poetry, that can tell you about air in such a poetic way, you are so happy to be breathing. Ladies and gentlemen, before I go any further, I would love it if Poetic, not Van Meadows, but if Poetic would start 2023 with poetry.
Hey, man, I'm honored.
What say you, Van Meadows?
I'm honored. Jay, your check is in the mail. And as good as that sound, y'all know I'm only going first because he went first last week. You can't fool the people, Jay. You can't fool the people.
Why? Well, I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
But it'd be my pleasure, man, to kick us off. Empty shell casings, bodies riddled with holes assuming paper chasing, lead lace with no name on it, ambush with some claim on it, broad daylight or under the streetlight. No need to notify the next of kin, because it was a relative of a friend. Thing blue mixed with oxygen creates a red hue that seeps out, destroying life again. Oozing and oozing, gasping and gasping, trying to breathe. I just can't believe they took my homie. Even though they don't know me, no more, no more. Bullets, I'm sick and tired. Of senseless acts of violence, I tried to be positive until this little kid bled out in my arms. I tried to save him before the ambulance alarms. Came just too late. It was too late. Another stray bullet, no matter who fired it, cops, family, friend, foe, or even my kid. It was an accident. I don't even know what I did. God, please help us eradicate this issue we have. Genocide, hatred, and ignorance that helps perpetuate more and more violence. Does my tears of salt and water need to turn into blood from the slaughter, from emptying the clip? What a trip to go from living life to die in strife. Please, use a different outlet. No more bullets. From the mind of Poetic.
Man, look. This hits me in a particular way. Someday I'm going to tell you a story about my son. But that's a story for a different time space. But this hits because you hit it with the whole oozing and oozing, gasping, gasping, trying to breathe. I just can't believe they took my homie, even though they don't know me. No more. No more bullets. I'm sick and tired of senseless acts of violence. That's the whole piece right there, bro. That's the whole piece. People paying attention, that says the whole thing for me. And I'm digging where you took this. I'm sick and tired of senseless act of violence. I'm trying to be positive until this little kid bled out in my arms. No more bullets. Man, listen. And like I told you, you're in a different headspace with this. Because, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know about you, but as you were spitting this, I can visually see everything happening as you read it.
Thank you.
There's a piece of artwork that I used some time ago. It's a little girl holding her father in her arms because he's been shot multiple times. And she's screaming out loud like Al Pacino did in The Godfather. And she's just screaming and tears are raining down her face. And she's screaming, not my daddy. So for me, this, as you were spinning it, that piece came into my head. And it's amazing how we think so much alike, because these are just different acts of genocide that we have continued to perpetrate on the members of our community.
Absolutely.
And unfortunately, we haven't gotten out of our own way long enough to stop doing this. So, again to you, sir. Again to you, Outstanding Inc.
Appreciate you, my brother.
Absolutely.
Now, wise son, while I appreciate the accolades, I also know that you get into a particular pocket with these type of topics. So I'm excited to hear your first get-down piece of 2023. So, my brother, if you would do us the honor, please get on down.
My man. Topic of tonight, obviously, no more bullets. I'm so tired. Tired of daily news clips. Now that we use clips like new tricks and a new clip for a few tricks, because we've been tripping on cracked concrete in a jungle hardened by these mean streets. And sometimes I think back to when I was a kid, because I saw a lot of shit that kept me tight. So if I spit in this format, it might fly over a head or two, but if it catches just one, well, that's all right. You see, I long for the days when we loved each other unconditionally instead of wallowing in each other's misery. And I remember the days when people didn't listen to me, but today I'm able to capture your attention for just a few. And this is the shit that's right along with me. Just know that I'm trying to save lives. So my spoken word might touch a little light, and that's tight. And if it's that tight, well, then that's all right. You see, I'm just trying to get you to a point where your imagination is what I'm trying to capture. Because if we keep going in the direction of general genocide, then that means Willie Lynch was right. And y'all ain't afraid of the rapture. Because some of y'all out here thinking God be joking. Hair out smoking, peace pipes of broken promises on dead-end street corners with cats that have the same suspect symphony credibility. We have this real ghetto mentality that even though misery loves irrational company, we can't wait to sit next to it. We can't wait to film it. We can't wait to record it instead of avoiding it. While bullets fly by like buzzing bees looking for a hive to fuck with, while we're walking around asking who's next on the victim list and who else do I fuck with, while we are acting like mindless sacrificial lambs that are being led to social slaughter, serving up social discord as if this is our kind of normal, then fertilize sunken cemeteries with frightful teardrops of sunken soldiers dipped in a solution of madness. The fucked up thing is, too many of us are afraid to embrace our greatness. So instead we gravitate to this madness because chaos is easy to navigate when that's the only water that you ever swam in. I don't know any other way to put it. Because sometimes it's easy to talk it out. So put all that other shit down. We need more conversation about this shit. No more bullets. My name is J. Rob, the Wise Son. And this has been A Deeper Shade of Soul. Peace.
This is an exquisite piece of poetry, bro. Man, you're a phenomenal artist, bro. I'm gonna pull out this particular section of your piece, which really struck a chord with me. My brother said, I'm just trying to get you to a point where your imagination is what I'm trying to capture, because if we keep going in the direction of general genocide, then that means Willie Lynch was right and y'all ain't afraid of the rapture, because some of y'all out here thinking God is joking. Stop.
Real talk.
Stop killing us.
It's real talk, bro.
You know, there's a scene from from Friday where Craig's dad is talking to him. See Craig pull out the gun. He say, "What are you doing, son? Where you going with that? Back in my day, we used to fight with these hands. Put the gun down, son. Yeah, Craig, put the gun down and get knocked out like your old man used to." Well, but y'all get the point. Y'all get the point. Just No more bullets, y'all. No more bullets.
You know,
I'm ready
funny,
to open
man.
Up these lines, man. Go ahead, bro. What's funny, bro?
Well, not even so much funny. You know, I work in a men's shelter. And everybody's nigga this, a nigga that, a nigga this, a nigga that. A nigga. And then I'm on my way home, and you hear everyone call each other nigga this, a nigga that. I'm watching School Days, because that's one of my favorite movies.
Yeah.
And the dopest line Lawrence Fishburne said to Samuel L. Jackson, because Samuel Jackson's lines was like, "Your niggas just like us, and you're going to be niggas." And he walks up to him like he's going to punch him in the face, and he gets face to face with him, and he looks him right in his eyes, and he's like, he took a deep breath and said, "You're not niggas."
Mm-hmm.
And walked away.
Mm-hmm.
Bruh, when I saw that in the movie theater, bruh, the entire theater went shell-shocked quiet. And you could just hear brothers like, wow, yeah. And then I think about that based off what you just said, and we got to find ways of dealing with our anger that's not violent. Little kids are learning that violence has repercussions. Like that little boy that killed his mother because she wouldn't buy him a damn video game.
Oh, man.
You know. There's other ways of solving your anger issues that don't have to lead to violence in the streets or to family members. So, yeah, y'all, we're starting to get down by getting in your headspace. So, I hope you're prepared. Get yourself a seatbelt. It's going to be a fun ride tonight. Welcome to the Get Down.
Absolutely. And with that being said, we're going to go ahead and start opening up these mics. We're going to go to our first poet of the evening, Epiphany Zone, one half host of the Erotic Love Zone. Ladies and gentlemen, Miss VIP. Hey, Adrian.
Hey, Poetic. Hey, J-Rob.
Hey, hello, Mrs. VIP. Hello. Hey,
I'm Mrs.
Mrs. That's right.
Congratulations, baby.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah,
thank
baby,
you.
baby. He can't call you his baby love anymore.
Yeah, you can't be calling us that no more.
Yeah, not anymore.
Absolutely. It's good to hear you.
Listen, I'm glad to be here. And you two are blowing it away. I'm telling you. Great beginning.
That's Van.
That's J-Rob. He wrote my piece.
Uh-oh. That again?
Yeah. He always writing my stuff. Hey, man, he writes good material.
Van came and said this. He said, check your email. And I was like, okay, cool. Hey, this is dope. He was like, yeah, that's what you're saying tonight. I'm like, oh, okay. Oh, okay.
Don't believe everything you hear.
I know, right?
So, Happy New Year once again, and congratulations.
Thank you.
And since Van started the year off by spitting poetry, I'm going to start the conversation to the callers. Thank you for calling in, beloved. Tonight on the Get Down, our topic of conversation is no more bullets. So you see where we're going? And even though you constantly sounding off the chain sultry, we would love to hear your perspective poetically on this topic. So and me and Van had a meeting with Vinny. So Vinny's not going to be bothering us like he usually do. You ain't going to hear us yelling as often as we did at Vinny, except for during the award show. But we would love if you would please do us the honor and get on down.
Thank you. How can you stop them? I'm sick and tired. No, beyond that. Every day it's the same thing. Casings all over the street. Don't you hear the cries day in and day out? The streets are covered in blood. Why is this becoming the norm? Stop the bullets. Stop shooting them. No one ever wants to stop and breathe, talk things over. Young people, there are mentors out here who give their valuable time. They really care. So many programs for mediation, but when it comes to shooting someone, there's no hesitation. Stop the bullets. Stop shooting them. Too many guns out there, but most need them to protect themselves from those who disregard human life. And those who are paid to protect us don't really give a damn about us. Still, there are those who stop and think about what they're doing. Remember, it's the heart behind the gun. None of this is fun. Stop the bullets, please. Just stop shooting them. And peace.
Wow. That was very heartfelt. Very heartfelt. And the delivery, man. This is a beautiful piece of ink, Ms. VIP. I appreciate
you
stepping to the plate and being as awesome as you are. But, yes, please stop shooting them. The wise son.
This is a call to action piece. This is an extreme call to action. This is when it comes from a sister, it hits heavier. You dig? Because the first person every man learns to love is his mother. So when a sister is speaking, a mature woman is speaking, like back in the day, you know, if we were smoking cigarettes and a woman was walking by, everybody would put their cigarette behind their back and be like, chill, chill, chill. That's Ms. VIP. She's walking by, fellas. Chill, chill. Hi, Ms. VIP. Hello, J-Rob. Hi, Ms. VIP. Hey, Van. I see them cigarettes. Put that down. And that's the level of respect.
Absolutely.
So hearing her spit this piece is a call to action. Put those down. We don't need that. So I love this piece. Absolutely.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Absolutely. Whew. Now, before we usher you off to the Get Down dance floor, may I say what a smashing show you had last night. Smashing.
Well, thank you.
Smashing.
Thank you.
And your co-host was pretty good. He was pretty good. So what you got going on?
Well, every Wednesday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time or Daylight Savings Time, whichever you want to say, my diva, La Perla Negra, and I are in the erotic love zone. And we have topics that will knock your socks off, make you think. But then again, we have a lot of fun, so you come and join us.
There you have it. There you have it, the Erotic Love Zone. Whew, if you missed last night's show, catch that playback. But all right, Ms. VIP, get on over on that Get Down dance floor. You got to start the party tonight, but I'm sure there will be others that will be joining you.
No problem.
If I can ask a favor, Ms. VIP, do you know how to do the bus stop?
I do, as a matter of fact.
baby girl, this is what we're going to do. For you being our first, please, I'm going to run out there for a hot minute and come back to the microphone, but we got to do the bus stop and then bring some other people along. But you're going to do the bus stop, and you're going to start that off. And I'm going to put that record inside the event page so me and you can start this party off the right way, okay?
Sounds good.
There you go.
All right. All right, one love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Whew, man, this how we doing tonight?
Man, listen.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
All right. Next up on the mic, y'all, we have Epiphany's own one half host of King and Queen's Quarters. We got King Atterbury. What's good with you, King?
What's going on, fellas? I'm just parlaying, you know what I'm saying, in the chill deal. You know what I mean?
Wrong with that, brother. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
You said in the Chillville. I hear that hot shit, Danny. I hear that.
What it up? You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's good to hear from you, man, and Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you, too, man. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Yeah, bro. So,
indeed,
my good brother. You hear the topic tonight, no more bullets. We're going to move out of the way, man. Usher you to the mic. Got the spotlight on you, man. And go ahead and get on down.
All right, no doubt. This piece is titled Cover the Wall. Got a breeze when they heavy metal sneeze. Protect your breath. There isn't anything left being a victim of death. Whether the leg, arm, or chest, don't need a headshot. And we supposed to call the cops when they in charge of the plot? Even our own people committing the deadliest crime on mankind. Hands displaying a peace sign, yet expire on their timeline. My head down as I pray for better ways inside today. Just when you thought it was okay to walk away that lead spray. Goddamn, what the fuck? Why you hit me? I'm not your enemy. Spirit hovering over the vessel, family and friends cry. Main question is why? Who we rely on? Them sirens. When they lying as we fight in a darker force that is trying to wipe away existence as we stand tall in attendance. Left from our ancestors are the remnants of information. When I'm taking short vacations, my brain remains stationed. Still can't imagine and feel what is for real. Probably need mass appeal, kill destructive drills. Keep me calmer, stronger, and warmer against the tundra. I'm sick and tired of hearing magma and thunder from these wicked-ass gunners.
Okay. So tell them how you really feel, son. Why, son?
Man, listen. I'm like, who bothered you this morning? Like wouldn't let you on the train? Brother's like, yo, hold my coat for a second. Let me say something. And you just went in on this one. I ain't mad at you, King. I love that.
Thank you, brothers. I appreciate that, man. I've been working since 7 p.m. last night. And I don't get done till 11 between two jobs, straightforward, yo. You know what I mean? I'm on willpower right now. So.
Hey, man, you definitely slayed that, man. That's just phenomenal, right, bro? I mean, you know, it's kind of hard to really talk about the pieces when every one of us has something tied to the piece that we can resonate with. And I thank you, brother, for being diligent and allowing your pen to speak volumes. Dope ink, bro.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. You brothers as well. You know what I mean? Getting busy out here. Starting the thing off right.
Appreciate you, bro.
Full disclosure, I was reading my comic books and Van hit me up and said, I know you're not writing nothing, so read this. So full disclosure, this is Van. But I want to say thank you, because you know nothing comes in between my comic books. And Van gave it to me and was like, this is what I need you to say tonight, because I know you were reading your comic books and you wasn't writing. And he caught me. I wasn't reading. I was, you know. So,
hey man,
but I'm going to take that compliment that you just gave.
Don't you believe everything that you hear,
bro. So thank you.
I already know, man. I already know.
Hey, man, listen, before we get you over to the dance floor, man, hey, man, let everybody know what you got going on in the Epiphany Radio Universe and abroad, my brother.
Oh, man, I'll just say off kind of like a little ass backwards a little bit. So in the Epiphany Universe, we got King and Queen's Quarters at 9 p.m. on Monday nights. You know what I'm saying? Before that, we have Poetry Corner, Eastside Connection, myself, and you, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time. You know what I mean? So flipping over to Tuesdays, 8 p.m., Poetry Corner, the house, the foundation, which everything is built on. 8 p.m. Eastern. Myself, Valerie Lorraine, Sister Monet. It's going to be some tight things going on. And also Thursday, you have the West Side Connection, the L.A. Posse, with Dre the Poet and Ebb and Flow, 11 p.m. Eastern time. Man, so, yeah. And every other Thursday, King's Pop-Up, 8 p.m.
There it is. Y'all heard it first. You got a lot going on, man. Make sure you check the brother out. Hey, man.
Thank you.
Appreciate you. Get you on over to that Get Down Dance Floor, bro. Get out there with Miss VIP. Miss VIP, and you handle your business, bro. All right?
That's what's up. Thank you, brother.
One love, one mic. Thank you, bro.
Thank you, King.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is our brother, King Atterbury. Man. Bro.
I'm a real fan of that cat.
What did we sign up for tonight?
Hey, this is what we signed up for. This is the life we've chosen, and it's a beautiful look.
It is, for sure. For sure. All right, are we ready for the next artist to get on the mic?
Indeed, indeed, indeed. Who we got?
Hey, man, we got one of my good, good brothers, man. Poet I look up to, one of my favorites. Ladies and gentlemen, we got Double A, Anthony Arnold, a.k.a. Kingpin, coming through. What's good with you, my brother?
Happy New Year, fellas.
Happy New
Year,
brother.
Happy New Year to you, too, sir. Very happy New Year, man. And congratulations on your award as well, good brother.
Absolutely.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Most welcome. Most welcome, man. And all the best to you and everyone in your immediate circle that you love with the utmost for 2023, man. I see nothing but success and blessings overflowing your cup this year, man.
Yes, sir.
Salute.
From your mouth to God's ears.
Amen. That's what I'm talking about. So, big brother.
Yes, sir.
Tonight, we're in a particular pocket. And the topic of conversation is no more bullets. So we jump in the year off with some real consciousness. And we would love to hear your perspective on this topic poetically. So I'm going to push Van out the way because I don't get to touch him like that no more. But I'm going to push him out the way. And the microphone belongs to you. And would you please, come on, man, move. Would you please get on down?
Little background behind this. This piece was wrote in 2017, but it sat. And I guess it was waiting for the perfect time. And this would be the perfect time for it. The piece is called The Sound of a Gunshot. It could be in anywhere, USA. It could be anyone, but it is the great equalizer. The sound of a gunshot. The neighborhood knows all, yet they know nothing. They see all, yet they are all blind. But someone's child lays dying. As he lay in the street, as his lifeblood runs from his body, he thought of the person who loved him unconditionally. And with his last breath, he screamed, "Mama!" A blood-curdling yell comes from the hood. "My baby? No, not my baby, not him." She cradles his head in her lap. She screams to the heavens, "Why they shoot my baby?" No justice, no peace for the living. or the dead. No charges will be filed, even though he was unarmed. Justified, they said. Bullshit, the community said. He was aggressive, they said. He was walking away, the dash cam said. It could be in anywhere in USA. It could be anyone. It could be black, white, Hispanic. But it is the great equalizer. The sound of a gunshot. Prayers to all who have lost a child, no matter what race you are. And that's at peace.
Go ahead, Zan.
I'm going to say one word in the piece. Justified. And then your closing of this piece, losing a child, no matter what race you are. This was heavy, bro. This was really, really heavy. You know, when I always read your work, I always say almost the same thing. Painfully beautiful ink. And this one is also right up there. So, my brother, I thank you for your craftsmanship of these kinds of pieces. Well,
thanks, sir. Appreciate it.
Appreciate you.
Man, listen. What I dig about this piece is twofold. One, it's a real serious piece. But oftentimes, when Brother Anthony is speaking, there are times that, and you know, I'm a jazz head, so there's times he's spitting and some other cats are doing their thing, and certain songs just hit, and they just fit for me. And as he was going through this, there's a song with Billie Holiday and Count Basie, I believe. God Bless the Child. And I'm...
Who has his own.
Yes, sir. Indeed. Yes, sir. I can hear the melody in my head while you was going through the inflections in your voice while you was doing this piece. And I'm hearing it because the way Count Basie and his orchestra did it was so... not melatonin, just... an even keel in order for you to get the point when Billie Holiday was singing it. And I'm hearing you, and in every one of those pauses, I'm hearing Billie Holiday. This is, oh my God, this just gives me chills talking about it. This was a really heavy piece, and I love it. And anyone who's listening, I'll put the song into the event page, but if you just listen to Brother Anthony Arnold spit this piece, and you hear what I'm about to put into the event page, you'll understand where I'm going and why this his piece was just that much heavier for me. Thank you for this. This is incredible ink. I love this piece. I really, really love this piece.
Absolutely, bro. Absolutely. Double A, Kingpin. Thank you for lending your pen to the tonight's subject, my brother. Now we got to get you over to that Get Down dance floor so that you can bust a few moves over there. You ready?
Y'all trying to get me to break a hip on the first show of the year. I see how this goes.
Yes, sir.
I see how this goes.
Oh, man.
In and me without my walker.
Uh-oh.
He said, hold it.
Oh, man. Oh, man, my brother.
My man, brother.
One love, one man.
That's what I wanted to hear. You two guys laughing. We gonna be good this year.
Absolutely.
Absolutely,
bro. Absolutely. Oh, blessings, man. One love, one Mike. Blessings to you too, bro.
One love, one Mike.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's our good brother Anthony Arnold on his way to the Get Down dance floor. Hey, listen, y'all be good with my brother out there. He ain't got his walker now. He ain't got his walker. So, you know, you might have to do a little two step, go a little slow.
Oh, once man. He get going, I pray for you.
Yeah. That's what we'll do. We're gonna keep this going, man, and we're gonna open up this next mic. Area code 573. Welcome to the Get Down. Who do we have on the mic? Sinister Spittle.
What's up,
my man?
Sinister Spittle. You know, take a bar rip. Of course you can call me now. What's up, fellas? How you doing?
What's up, big bro?
It is, man. Doing a lot of art, you know, stretching the wings and writing quite a bit. I'm in a little break right now. I've had a rough week, but, you know, in the vein, man, it's going to be my year. So it's good to be with you guys.
That is an absolute fact, bro.
Absolutely. I'm glad you're writing, you know, spreading your wings, like you say, my brother. I'm excited that you're here.
And I was wondering, and John, thank you for keying me in on this. You know, I had this piece I wrote a while back. It was just earlier, about the end of summer. And you know, I think in order for us to stop the madness, we had to unite, be accountable, and stop entitled, you know. So this is called Frivolous Meanderings.
My brother, go ahead and get on down.
Cater, if you will, to my foolish whim, now so desperately in flaunt, you clamor to catch the glimpse of the fool I'm making of me. No, it's spectacle, all right, but not the kind you thought so graciously inclined. The oracle of madness and pure utter nuttery is you, dear sparrow, cawing proud. It never ceases to amaze me how desperately malice peons can get, so many worker bugs attempting to ascend upon derailed courses. It's the idiocracy they've instilled that pacified the masses. It's fear. Nobility squandered our future stability and undermining equality long ago. Dozens quell. The falsity promised millennia ago is like a speed bump for the retarded. Slow rolling like a West Coast hombre searching for chicas and drugs. Demoted captions should soar above the dense head of lead, grazing in toxic, effervescent, media-spooled hysterias of lies, gorging placenta. As copper pennies absent, we stockpile tiny spools of self-empowerment wire. Dreary old Scotland and London whores buy the droves, would agree over tea, shit fire a geriatric wood stain, determine what I fabric and desecrate. Believe in Armageddon, son? This may begin the world we know's end. Supplicate the vision. Cover the eyes of any left that are innocent in the drafts of gore. Desensitized in Krulian waves as tragic mongering of the many. Melodic fusions of overproduction are grafted in the wrinkles of time. Something splendid to speak on when it comes to mass reformation deviates withholding. How's one not to step farther back and disengage from this dyslexia? Exposure to such weather is treacherous for the minerals that keep me unique. Let's go for a dunking and a quest to discovering forgotten potent brands. I journey pleasantly on plateaus filled with breathtakingly painful wisdom, something known. Presenting serial number identification of the corrosion that's become PC. Will such invasion of balled up CS's break gumption on your sidestep? as you always found alienation, despite never tweaking gravitational bliss. It must be comforting condoning separations of critical thoughts wider than your legs. Narrow reason. Now, such a slide past and just be but adrift upon your grand chalice. Intoxication overflows from the precipice of your elocution amidst dead peers. Wearily, I again sit back to calibrate how I will defend virtue from oily shit pans. Vitrication of past parallels is frivolous amongst the 12 sins. Debauchery breathing, August 5th, and peace.
Yeah.
Wow.
Sinister spittle, sinister spittle. Man, there was so much in here, man. Your ability to string together the various word usage, the words, how you make them come together. I mean, you talk about two copper pennies, a placenta, open legs, bro. I don't know how you do that, but I'm definitely a fan of your style and how you do this, man. Because, bruh, why, son?
Listen, sister, I am a bona fide fan. If you haven't heard me tell you that before, hear me tell you that now. I am a bona fide fan. I love your style of poetry and how you put this together, bruh. Please, please don't let this be the last time we hear from you in 2023, man. I love when you stop by and give us your perspective. And thank you for what you put into the event page. I'm glad I was able to answer it. And this, yeah, this is what I'm talking about, man. Salute to you, young man. I love your work. Salute to you.
Indeed.
Flattery, I'm not that young, but I appreciate you guys. Thank you, man. I really do. Not a lot of people appreciate me. You know, I'm a little brash, a little harsh, but you know what? I am truth incarnate. You know, I don't lie. I'm straight up. I'm straightforward. I'm going to tell you like it is, and I give it to you, Robert Lewis. So it's 2023 is the year of spitalization, so get used to me. I'll be around.
Hey, my
there
man.
You go.
And I'm glad you're around.
My man.
I'm glad you're around. Thank you. Thank you for being you.
Hey, there's no one else like me, no one else like you, you know, bask in it. But don't be an arrogant ass, you know. Hey, everybody has
absolutely,
their worth.
Bro.
We build our worth by our progression and family and community, you know. Don't be a doldrum and think you got more worth than you exude, you know. Make it worthwhile, man. Live this life. Do it.
Live this life. There you go.
That's what I'm talking about, my brother. Hey. All right, bro, get on over there on that Get Down dance floor, man. Stick around and enjoy the rest of the show. Ladies and gentlemen, that's our good brother, Sinister Spittle. One love, one mic, bro.
One love, one mic.
Man, he comes in here. He wrecks shop, bro.
He ain't coming to play. He ain't coming to play. I love it.
Yeah, man, I love it, too. I love it, too.
He ain't coming. Love
Let's
it.
Go ahead and get
we'll
this out of the way. Pay some bills. So we can pay some bills, man. Let's pay some bills real quick. Gentlemen, welcome back. Welcome back. Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight is the Get Down with your host, J. Rob, the Wise Son, and yours truly, Poetic If you're listening online, the dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and please press 1 when you get here. If you're already here and you have not done so, and you desire to get down with us, go ahead and press that 1. Jay, tell them what the topic is tonight, bro. Tell them what we're doing tonight, bro.
Tonight on the Get Down, welcome to 2023 with No More Bullets. However you so see it, that's where we're going. Diving into your consciousness in a different way and manner. No More Bullets. This is what we're trying to do. And enjoy yourself with us on the Get Down tonight.
There it is. Okay. There it is. So let's go ahead and let's get this party rolling. Next up on the mic tonight, we have our good brother Jay Walker in the building. What's good with you, bro?
Hey, man. Y'all know what to do. Hey, every day is the same day. I'm good, man. You know, I decided today I was going to paint a sunny day on the inside of my eyelids. So, you know, all is bright.
Paint a sunny day on the inside of my eyelids. That's what I'm saying.
Yes, sir, bro. Yes, sir. Absolutely.
What's going on, family?
Oh, man, it's
hey,
good to
listen.
Hear you, bro. We just sitting here, man, you know, getting together, you know, listening to a little bit of poetry. People express themselves. Now it's your turn, bro. Why it's time?
Yeah.
I'm all for it. I'm all for it.
Well, listen. First and foremost, on behalf of Van Meadows, myself, and the entire Epiphany Radio universe, Happy New Year, big brother.
Hey, man. Happy New Year, man. It's good to say that, man. You know what? We should make it a thing, man, every day, man, say Happy New Year, because we just never know.
You never know. And on top of that, congratulations on your award from the Get Down. Very well deserved. Very well deserved. So,
you know,
here's
hey,
the deal.
What you got, man? Go ahead, man. I'm listening. I'm soaking it all
well
in.
Deserved.
No, we wanted to hear from you. No, I wanted to hear what you were going to say.
Oh, man, you know, I'm my own worst critic, you know, and I feel like every time I write, I'm writing in a place of hunger. So I'm never full. I'm never satisfied. So what you guys saw, even with the awards, I didn't see it. So I will humbly say thank you and, you know, man, and continue to strive for a higher plateau.
My man.
From your lips to God's ears and back to your ink pen to the paper, continue doing that.
Yes, sir.
So in that vein, bro, me and Van going to step to the side. And would you please start 2023 off and get on down?
I'll claim it. Let's dive into it. And this actually has no title, so this is just words. So I'm out here in these streets like a modern-day Huck Finn, dreaming about places I've never been, traveling around the world, then back again. I mean, that's the end game, ain't it? If the world is mine, then I claim it. The way I got my money didn't always feel right. The way you die is a reflection on how you lived your life. Posted on the corner slinging rice. Barely keeping my head above water. James Evan Jr. I was like Kid Dynamite. Overstating my words with an overbite. Lost in the wilderness for 46 years. I'm an Israelite. If the sun comes up in the morning, it will shine the light on all the things I've done before dawn. All my footprints of me stomping this lawn back and forth like a needle on a record. This is my written confession. I hope I get right all my wrongs before my time expires. And if I don't, just know I fought down to the wire. I'm not trying to win a gold medal. I'm just trying to do better. I went to see my brother to get some wisdom from 73. See, I'm 76, and yet he still came before me. He told me dropping the N-word around light as a feather still carries a lot of weight, and for that I'm negligent. Be careful with your metaphors. Your words is like a corridor, a long hallway that leads to other doors. We went from kings and queens to niggas, thugs, bitches, and hoes, from praise and worship to twerking on the church floor. Big Mama walked right through the kitchen and out the back door. Jumped in her car blasting, take me to the king on her way to the club. And that's that piece.
Bro, you really just do that? On the way to the club? Blasting, take me to the king? What? Bro, come on.
Yeah, oh, you beat that,
come on,
man.
Bro, and not twerking in the church, bruh. Okay.
Getting it in on the floor.
Put all the business out there, bro. Just put it all out there. Hey,
man. Hey, man, you look.
Go ahead, bro. No, go ahead.
Yep. I mean, when you look around, man, they wilding in these streets, man. So we luckily, man, we've seen it all, man. We're pretty much the last of the streetlight kids that had to be in the house before the streetlight came on. So what we see now is nothing like we've ever seen before.
True.
Yeah, because a lot of these kids who had to be home when the streetlights came on, they were having kids, and those kids have just had kids. So you got 35-year-old grandparents opposed to 60, 70-year-old grandparents. And that's hard.
Mm-hmm.
That's a hard reality.
So this piece now is really just a reflection of everything that's, you know, it's almost like a, and I should title this piece because it doesn't have a title. I should title this piece Time Capsule because when you really think about it, think about everything you see, think of the evolution of life just from your lenses.
Wow. That's what's up, bro.
That part.
Yeah, so.
It's phenomenal.
I dig that a lot.
A little different than what I've been on these last couple of weeks.
But, yeah, you know, you can say that again.
yeah, you can say that again, sir. You can say that again.
Hey, man, you have no room to talk. Because that Red Room series, I don't even want to talk to you.
About? What you talking about, bro?
You know what?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Hey, Rob. Hey, Jay. You know what? We done gave this brother a pass for a couple of weeks, and he knew what he was doing this whole time. He was sitting there, you know, he was in the lab while we were sitting here throwing our work out there. He was like, okay. Yeah, so, that ain't even no regular shit, man. That's some, you were down in a dungeon, and you locked the doors where couldn't nobody see you. You lit some candles. You didn't even turn the lights on. You lit candles when you wrote that thing.
Tell him.
Hey, man, sometimes it's the creative process. You know, you got to do what works, you know.
Hey, yo, Jay.
You know?
Jay, he is down. He's down in the lab, and he's like, let me see. E equals MC squared.
Yeah.
And
exactly.
Word, verbing, and poetry equals spoken word. So, and then he gave the sinister laugh after he finished the piece. He knew he was gonna put it out there. And he was like,
he also pulled it up to the light and capped it like it was a test tube or something, just to make sure that it had
the right like, yes.
Listen. Listen, this is what happened. I dimmed the lights,
uh-huh.
The red light came on,
uh-huh.
and the young lady with the silhouette, she said, let me kiss your pen, baby, before you start writing.
Wow, that's what you're hitting us with? Wow, what you're hitting us with?
That right there is just a prelude of the next piece, I'm just saying.
Oh, that's messed up, because I ain't had no lady kiss my pen or nothing. I ain't had no silhouette with no lady. I didn't have no shadow. I ain't have a, you know, nobody kissed my pen. Okay. That's what we're doing.
Okay. I see what we're doing. Uh-huh. I see what we're doing.
I'm finna go find somebody to go, hey, girl, kiss this pen. I don't know what van is on. Let me see.
I'm walking up to a woman on the train tomorrow and be like, Van told me to ask you to lick my van.
You know, right there, we can't even get away with nothing like that, Jay. Like a real talk. You know, he did that real smooth. He slid that in under the table on us. Like, you know what? We didn't even see it coming. I know I did.
Neither did I. But it's cool.
I mean,
it's cool.
I tell you what. It's gonna be another one for y'all tomorrow. So stay tuned. There'll be another one for you tomorrow. So stay tuned.
I've been chilling for 2 weeks, but in the immortal words of Bugs Bunny, of course you realize this means war.
Nah,
hey,
you
started
it.
Jay Walk, tell him, bro, he started this.
He did. You did start it. That's one I can honestly say. But you know, when I read it though, what came to my mind was, hey, remember that episode of The Cosby Show when Bill Cosby went to challenge old boy, was challenging him. He was tap dancing. I was like, challenge,
challenge.
That's what I thought when I read Van's piece. I was like, oh, this is disrespectful. You know, this is disrespectful to my pen right here. You know,
I just write poetry, man. That's all I do. I just write poetry.
Man, I will say thank you guys, man. Y'all been putting out some dope stuff.
Hey, man, you've been putting out some
dope stuff.
I'm getting twisted.
Jay, if that ain't the pen calling the ink black, bruh, that 9 pieces of 8 and then
right.
Them extra joints you threw in, he's like, oh, I know. I forgot to gravy.
Reloaded. Remixed. Reloaded.
And put gravy all over that with the reload.
Go ahead.
I sat here and had a conversation with my pen. And my pen was like, I'm not talking to you. I was like, what'd I do to you? He's like, you see what your boy wrote? He's like, go see what your boy wrote. I was like, that ain't got nothing to do with our relationship. Go see what your boy wrote. And then it came back with, I was like, he got more bullets in the clip. He's like,
right.
My pen looked at me and was like, so what's your problem? You think because Kwanzaa's over, we're not supposed to be getting busy? I didn't know what to say. And a van came out with the red light special. I was like, you know what? I'm going to just wait till February.
You know what? I had to, because when Van came out with the Red Light special, man, I was like, well, damn. It made me feel like the 9 pieces was incomplete. So I had to go back into the lab, you know, and I was like, well, damn.
Van,
you know?
What Jay did,
what's
Jay went all the way back in the basement, did a John Wick, broke the concrete. Took the case
listen,
off from under the concrete. Looked at the gun and was like,
bro.
Oh yeah, I still got some bullets.
Listen, bro. He didn't only go into the basement, Jay. You know that part of the basement that sits all the way back in the corner where no light ever touches it?
Yeah.
That's where he broke that concrete up from. That's where he pulled that stuff out. That spot right there in the corner where no light ever go there. You'd be scared to go back there. He did that. That's your boy. That's your man.
Once again, I blame J-Rob for starting all this. So, you know, at the end of the day, J-Rob, it's on you. You started it.
I agree.
Yeah, you know how they say leave sleeping dogs lying. That you the one woke them sleeping dogs up. I wasn't even.
Yep.
I ain't know nothing about no series. I ain't even know you had to write a poetry series. I'm like,
hey man,
these are part of poetry series.
Look, man, I was a little poodle, man, chilling. I was a little poodle chilling, but then you wanted me to be a pit bull.
Yeah.
You want me to be a pit bull, huh? All right.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, man. So
you know,
we in January. Go ahead. We're going to let you finish that. You're from a lot.
I ain't got nothing to say to either one of you brothers, because I'm in my feelings now because y'all wrote some incredible poetry. It'd be easier to take this and what y'all wrote was whack, but none of that stuff was whack. Every single bit of it was on point. And Jay Walk, I was reading your stuff on the train, and I'm like cursing at myself. I read Van's stuff at work on my lunch hour. I called Van, and he's like, yo, Jay, my brother. I'm like, don't say that to me. Don't you dare talk to me nicely after what I just read. Don't you dare talk nice to me. That was just incredible. I couldn't call you, Jay, because I was in my feelings. I'm reading the 9 pieces of 8, and I was catching my feelings. And I was like, I'm really mad at both of my boys right now. I'm going to get over it, but be not boys for the next 27 seconds. I hated both of y'all.
Uh-oh.
And I just kept reading your pieces and was like, this is some dope stuff. Holy shit.
Yes, sir.
So I'm out of my feelings now. I'm out of my feelings. Just know I was in my feelings, hard body, hating both of y'all.
Hey, man, we love you, bro. And we thank you for lighting a fire under our romantic pens.
Definitely. And you know the response from the ladies, man, just on every piece, man, is unbelievable, man, because that's what you write it for, man. You write it for that reaction. You write it, you know, you're merely just saying what's in your heart, man, and you know, and they're receiving it, and that's a beautiful thing.
Absolutely.
Listen.
Absolutely.
I asked my pen, can we, you know, get back to what we was doing? My pen was like, talk to your friend Jay Walker. Ask your friend Van Meadows if you can write again. I was like, wow, this is where we at?
Man, I started a whole other series.
I
don't even know what you're talking about.
I'm reading your material, and you're absolutely correct. The responses that you got from people who are in touch with their romantic side is actually the reason why these pieces were written the way they were. And the best part about these pieces, they're not over-the-top erotic. They're not beneath romance. They tap on a fine line between both that make them appreciative types of pieces. So I have to salute you both. If what I did sparked anything, I'll eat that because I enjoy watching my boys shine. And what y'all did, exquisite pieces of work. Absolutely.
I think that was the end game. I know it was a while back, Jay, me talking. We talked about writing some pieces that wasn't overly sexualized, wasn't overly erotic, but still walked a fine line between, you know, romantic and that sexual innuendos that where you don't really have to say it, but they get it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's what I got out of both of you guys' pieces. J. Rob Van, man, salute. I'm ready for tomorrow. I'm not writing nothing else tonight. I'm just going to see where this goes. But you best believe, I don't know, 9 pieces of 8 was supposed to just be 9 pieces. It went like 4 or 5 pieces over. So I started a whole other series, The Catch a Rainbow, and then you came out with that, and then I was like, I got to go back to the previous. So, you know. That's how I ended up being reloaded.
I'm gonna wait till February.
You know, February, man. I'm just gonna.
February.
I'm gonna tap into my. I'm going to use that capital H that I borrowed from my heritage, man, and I'm gonna definitely try to uplift every day next month.
All right.
I got something for y'all. It's going to be fun.
Let's do it. Let me know, man. I know y'all got a long line, man, so I'm going to I'm gonna get out the way, man, because I know people that like, man, when them brothers get on, they might be on there for a while, but
yeah, it might be on there for a while.
Indeed, indeed.
But welcome,
yo,
welcome
good
to
talking with
down.
You, Jay.
Welcome to the get down.
Hey.
So we gotta get you to that dance floor, though, bro. You gotta get over there.
Yes, sir.
You can't just go running off now. You got to get over there. You got to dance around a little bit.
Yeah, hey,
man.
Go around and get tired, so we can write something until you wake up.
It's a new year, man. So I think I'm gonna get down over there, man, and do the funky worm.
My man.
This guy here.
All right, bro. One love,
right,
one mic.
One love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's our good brother Jay Walk on his way to the dance floor. Next up on the mic, y'all, is Epiphany Zone, Mr. Tuesday Night, a.k.a. Iron Man. I give you Mojave. What up, huh?
What's going on? Gentlemen.
What's happening, bro?
What's happening?
What's going on? Gentlemen.
Good with you, bro.
Happy New Year, young man. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Like we ain't say this like 30 times to each other already.
You family. I'm gonna say Happy New Year to you to the end of the month, bro. I'm happy to have you in my family and in my circle. And I love you beyond measure. So you're gonna keep hearing it until you're like, all right, it's February.
Oh, bud. How much money are you? So, gentlemen.
What's happening, sir?
No, I'm just gonna, trying to get stuff done. You know, get everything in place and in line. You know, fill orders, get stuff done, make things happen. Yay! I'm working on somebody's special project tonight, but I decided to stop by to get down. Hey, this is my favorite people in here, rocking out with your socks off. You know, taking your socks off. A baby, baby, you know.
A baby, baby.
Baby, baby. That's what it do. That's what it do.
So.
Hey, listen, I got a spoiler alert for you, Mojave. Something came in the mail that I have got to send you. So, spoiler alert, be on the lookout for something very, very important. Very personal, very special, specifically
well,
for you, sir.
I will be in the Bronx on Saturday. Don't mail it to me.
Oh, say less. Say less.
I'll be in the Bronx.
Before I gush over my cousin, you talk to him. You talk to him. Before I start gushing all over my cousin, you talk to him.
I know. But Mojave, my brother,
yes.
Tonight... No more bullets. Me and your cousin are going to step back, give you the limelight, and let you go ahead and get on that.
Okay, hold on. Let me cut off this King Drip and screwed remix of certain things and just get seriously into the piece. All right, hold on for one second. King's my dope. Is this what we're doing? Okay. Okay. I'm ready. All right. You ready? Hello?
Bro, I said go ahead and get on down. That's your cue.
Oh, no. I didn't hear you say that. My bad. Writing prompt. Sunrise Scribe. Recipe for something you find to be uplifting, incredible, or a good word. Recipe for wonder. Two eyes of a boy who knows the feeling of being protected, bathed, admonished, shepherded, taught respect by birth order, the amount of task and responsibility given over to awareness, the equal amount attachment and anchor. Add. Wherever he goes, you go, and vice versa. The anger of losing your childhood to a child that you didn't ask for, didn't birth, but your worth as the oldest in your mama's house with no father around made you dad, made you holder of the keys, fried egg and bologna sandwich chef, couch change gatherer, store walker, and kindergartner pickup. Table gatherer for Creon's coloring and the approval of mom's celebration and pictures. It was you who told me it was okay to color outside the lines. It was you. It was you who took comic books from our brother Michael, who hoarded Marvel comic books, who allowed me to read them and watch my imagination explode, stir, master of the Migo Men, the master of the Kung Fu Chop, master of the pliers and bunny ears getting full to wrap signals that made television come clearer. What's happening? Bonanza, Kung Fu, as we watched Don Kirsten's rock concert, Midnight Special, and Star Trek on our mother's floor. Fold in. Night. Night. Did not matter if I was in your charge. I learned that safety existed when we shoveled snow and I was attacked, almost mauled, stopped short by your shovel to this dog's head, teeth retreating into the night just as fast as I was grabbed. Ad. Music. Grandparents' basement. Listening to walking into the sunshine, watching you master moves and me having no rhythm. Watching you groove. And me with no moves, but you tried to teach me anyway. Patient. My thick bifocals, sounding focused versus the permanent, to sprinkle in the amazements of watching you practice standing backwards in the backyard and practice with this diving board. Added more awe of seeing you do high somersaulting dives, stinging, turning into the smallest splash in a pool, looking like the divers on the worldwide swirls of sports on ABC. Don't let it boil over. Keep the heat steady. Watch how a neighborhood bully beats you and your brother, and you have asthma so you can barely breathe. Watch your brother do karate in a fight, and all of us in fascination in the array of kicks, the sweet science of pugilism with a speedy excellence, giving equal parts of wow and whoop his ass. Season in, love. Give in part, big heart, sacrifice, responsibility, how to give until it hurts, how tears abated a suicide, how work is work and drives this dish. He is now close to a sixth decade, given over to the responsibility, has daughter, only works to secure her safety in this existence, overweight, overburdened, overwhelmed with a mate who does nothing but put more stress on his place and doesn't know what peace is, just keeps to her half and somewhat minds her biz. Body, the result of long hours sitting, supervising, working, lacking imagination. No one was ever made to come home, work, eat, and just sleep. He is still the funniest person I know. A true comedian. Talent shift from athletics to fuck this. I regret this. I need this recipe to remind him that it's never too late to dream. Never too late to breathe life into those dreams. I give him my story, my heroic memories of him, virile, active, substantive, and strong. How did everything, looking at his footsteps, wishing I could feel his shoes, and I couldn't. I had to go get my own. He lives vicariously through me. Watches my victories and defeats, senses love the same with the same protection as if I was three. I need him to be the best he. I need him to be the best he. To him with his hymn so he doesn't die with a song unsung inside of him. To let golden sunrises and purple sunsets kill regrets and let beauty dance in his eyes. Poem.
Why, son?
Damn. It sounds like you're speaking of a cat that you truly, truly, truly admire. And this is your ode to this particular person. It's an outstanding piece. And hearing you this raw gives us some extra oomph. This is a really heavy piece. I love this. I love when you go into this particular lane, because you know what I love about your poetry, and I love all of it. But this right here is saying something different, man. So, thank you. I love this. Poetic.
Hey, Javi, this piece was excellent, bro. I too love where you took this piece. It shows the dynamics of your pen. And when you lend it to other areas, it comes out like this, and it's a masterpiece. And, bro, keep doing what you're doing, bro. The universe sees you. The universe feels your ink. And thank you for sharing it with us.
Thank you. Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you.
Now, my brother.
Well, I love it.
Before we send you over to the dance floor, what do you have going on at Epiphany Radio?
Here's the Board Council Tuesday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Egalitarian. We're going to talk some shit on War Council. So next Tuesday, come here. Watch what's going on. We're throwing everything but the kitchen sink. Wendell put something in there. It was very, very interesting. And I think we're going to explore that. We're going to go multi-topic on this one. We're going to talk some things. And we're going to deal with some stuff. And we're going to ask some questions. I'm going to put some questions out here. You know, ladies, understand that these questions are not engineered. They are not engineered to offend you. They are engineered so that you can interact with us properly, in a sense. And it is going to be very dangerous questions. Don't get mad. They're only questions. This is not representative of everybody who sits on the panel on how they feel. Just know that they're just asking questions. That's all we're doing. All right? So be prepared for this next War Council. It's going to be a doozy, but we're going to have fun. No.
And it's going to be a doozy.
It's going to be a doozy, but ladies, please understand, the questions are not representative of the people who sit on War Council. Do not pursue them. Do not sit there and be like being in the inbox. Like, yeah, I think you such and such. Please ask some questions. That's what we're doing. And questions are pre-generated beforehand. This is not the manifestation of any of the people on the thing. We're just asking questions. If they're very difficult questions, you know, don't be mad. But we're going to ask them. But we're going to do a few things. It's going to be nice. It's going to be a doozy. It's a warning now. It's my warning. You know, it's my warning. All right? That's what we got.
Absolutely. All right, bro. Get over to that Get Down Dance Floor, man. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's Mojave, a.k.a. Iron Man, Mr. Tuesday Night, Hav Rux. We also call him Teddy Ruxpin. Get him. Catch him this Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, War Council here on Epiphany Radio. We're going to keep this party going. J. Rob, the wise son, next up on the mic. Our favorite Canadian, Lady A, is in the building. Hey, Lady A.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good evening.
Hey, hey. Happy New Year.
How's everything?
Happy New Year
to you too, beloved. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm all right.
That's
getting
a good
through,
look.
You know?
That's a great look.
I got a new piece that I wrote for you, though, for tonight.
Oh. Hey, listen. I ain't waiting for Van to say nothing. Listen. We getting out the way because I want to hear the new piece. Fresh ink? I want to hear the fresh ink. So listen.
Alrighty. Listen.
Me and Van getting out the way. Lady A, would you please get on down?
I will. Thank you. It's called Excise the Cancer. A bandage doesn't do. Bandages don't work. Bleeding underneath and no healing seen. Poverty, hopelessness, family, fathers, education, and frustration. A world of desensitization, killing games, movies, the same. Without hesitation, guns drawn, and they shoot for sneakers. Fear reigns, and who'll shoot first, cops or kids? Absent parents, videos, babysit, and no one monitors. Content corrupts, and music videos laced with sex, grinding and gyrating. The message is clear. Have sex when he whispers in your ear. Teenage girls give him what he wants, mistaken love and lust. When the deed is done, she says, is that what it's all about? She keeps shaking what her mama gave her. Dress shows breasts, belly, and booty. No father to teach her respect. babies having babies, the trend continues. They forget. Babies grow up and then cast away. Gangs, guns, ganja is how it begins, wanting to belong. Sucked into thinking thugs are family, alone, lost, and lonely. Find the cause and you'll find a cure, surgery required. Cut out the poverty, encourage education. Treat addictions and find the root that morphs into guns. Stomp it out before they succumb. Change the record. Give what is needed, time, love, become deep-seated. Bring back innocence and let the kids be kids. Parents, take time to love them like they need. Say no when they're pushing on the fence. It's what they want. Boundaries and seeing that you care. Excise the cancer so they survive. It's just a start to fix a gaping wound. And peace.
Whoo, my goodness, my goodness, my goodness, my goodness, Lady A, Lady A. Oh, man, I love the piece. I love
Thank
the
you.
Piece. I am enjoying this fresh ink right here. Wow. Clever. Clever pen you have, and I'm loving it. I'm loving it. Oh. Why, son?
Yeah,
please.
Get it somewhere.
Listen, I'm digging where she took all this, and I love how she put this in, how it's structured, and what have you. This was really, really, really good for me. So I want to say thank you to what you did for this, and I love the storyline. So as I'm hearing this, and I'm hearing as you're giving it to us, I can't knock you. This is a really outstanding piece of poetry.
Thank you very much.
And you touch on so many topics. I love it.
It's, you know, it's a huge, it's huge. The issue is gargantuan, but we have to start somewhere, somehow. And family is, I think, we need to get back to that. We need to get back to being a family and supporting the kids. And I know, Van, that your fathering your kids is important, and you spend time with them, and it's that time that they need. They don't need a babysitter with videos and movies that promote all this garbage, you know? I sound really old, don't I? But it's true. Like, you have to provide hope just within your little family. And anyways, I'm going on and on, but and fathers are important. Fathers are needed in a kid's life.
Definitely.
There's a whole topic with that one, but you're absolutely right. I love this piece to death.
Thank you.
We got to have you join us for another show for this topic, but I love this piece.
You know, and I mean, the whole thing with kids, babies having babies, I mean, kids are they're exposed to so many things, and they haven't got a clue what it's all about. And, you know, I was a teenage mother. I know where I speak because I was one of them. You know, you're looking for love, you're looking for someone to care about you, and you know, you think that this is the way, and it's not. We don't know that, but we need to start teaching our kids self-esteem and self-love, like to respect themselves.
Starts in the house.
Absolutely.
Can't be taught in the streets. So
all right, Lady
concur.
A, we appreciate you. Now, listen.
Mm-hmm.
After spitting that fire piece, I hope your feet can move on that dance floor just as hot.
They can.
All right. All right. And get on over to that
right.
dance floor and stick around and enjoy the rest of the show. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Thanks.
Thank you. Wow. Man. Lady A brought out the big guns with that fresh ink.
She damn sure did.
Yeah. I love it, man. I love it. Are we ready to keep this party going, man? Are we ready?
Indeed, indeed, sir. Indeed we are, sir. Yes, sir.
Next up on the mic, we have Gina Storm, Epiphany Zone, one half host of the Just Jay and Gina Storm show. Hey, Gina. Unmute your mic.
I had to because you know that I was saying happy Thursday on mute. I may usually be Miss Monday for real the poet, but I am now half of Miss Saturday here at Epiphany.
Absolutely.
So I had to unmute myself and stop mutating.
Definitely.
Glad you're here. Glad you're here.
Oh, my goodness, y'all. This has been an amazing and incredible show so far.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, y'all making it.
Thank
you. We're just sitting here enjoying, basking in the glow
of
the poetry.
I'm telling you,
essence.
It was like 2 hours, about 2 hours before showtime, I had J-Rob and was like, what's the topic for tonight or whatever? And he was like, no more bullets.
Mm.
And I was like, shots fired? Okay, never mind. Whatever it is, I got it. So
yes,
I'm
do.
Not going to freestyle.
Yes,
I wrote a piece. I wrote this one.
All right. All right. Well, listen.
And look at that, 9:24, and it's 9:43. So let's go.
Don't let us hold up the process. We're getting out the way. Spotlight, please. Spotlight. Thank you. Appreciate you. We're getting out of the way.
She ready.
Go ahead and get on down.
All right, I'm ready to get down. Someone please call 911. I just been shot down. The assailant is 6'1", and my body hit the cold concrete while my soul, my spirit, and the essence of me seeping away. See, my body's going cold, and someone please call 911. Because this wasn't my intent, but it was the fate that was given to me. Another black life that apparently didn't matter. I am worthy enough, and I should be saved, saluted, celebrated, supported, and I am necessary. My future is bright and not scary. I've stayed ready, so I never had to get ready. My hand is steady. The outline distinguished for moi hasn't been recognized by myself because my broken spirit and heart have been healed. I need y'all to understand and appreciate one thing for certain and two things for real, that this is the deal. Don't cry. Not tonight. Not for my demise. No bullets meant for me will reach my person, and that's for certain. With death, I am never flirting. I'll rise, thrive, live and prosper from this day, the 5th of January and beyond. My heartbeat and my pen hand are strong because I wrote this very wrong. In peace.
Mm.
I like that.
Go ahead, Jay.
I like this piece a whole hell of a lot. And when you get into this kind of writing, yeah, you're in a particular pocket that I'm really digging, and I love how you put this one together. So yeah, right now I'm digging where you took this. Outstanding, absolutely outstanding. Van Meadows.
Thank you, Jason. I was thinking about Mary J. Blige and oh my God, what is his name from in Wycliffe? Yes, ma'am. That was my baby said Wycliffe. In Wycliffe. The song is called 911. And she started the song out with saying the same thing. And she told Wycliffe. Wycliffe was singing that his body had just been shot down. And the alleged assailant was 5'1". And Mary J. Blige is very short, in case you've never met her in person, and I have. She's tiny. I am not, however. I'm almost 5'10", so I'm a tall woman, and she's a little bitty person. And he had been shot down by her, and in my mind, it doesn't matter what the size of the assailant is. That bullet's not meant for you. It's not yours. I will not be in the chalk outline.
I know that's right.
Man, I enjoyed this. I enjoyed this written piece.
Thank you, Poetic.
This when you started it off, I knew it was going to be fire. Someone please call 911. Man, listen. Whew, if you write like this, honey, this is fire. Venus Storm fire.
So I'm gonna do it from now until April, the end of April 2023, because in April 1st, 2022, I started writing pieces, and I wanted to spit at least one written piece every week. And all I could think was, you know what? People don't even remember that I'm a poet. I also pen poems. I write poetry. Being a freestyle spoken word artist had kind of pigeonholed me, and I wanted to set myself free. So here I am spreading my wings. Thank y'all. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Lord, have mercy.
Thank you.
Now, before we let you go, can you let everybody know what you got going on in Epiphany Radio and abroad, please?
Absolutely. I have alluded to this previously every other Saturday evening, sometimes Saturday evenings concurrent. You can find myself and Just Jay at the Just Jay and Gina show on Saturday nights here at Epiphany. And also you can find me on Saturdays in the kitchen at the Small House of Poetry, and on Sunday in the living room at the Small House of Poetry. And basically, I'm Gina with an E, storm like inclement weather, but I'm sunshine on a rainy day, and you can find me anywhere the poetry can be found.
Perfect. I love it. All right, get you on over to that Get Down dance floor so we can have you bust the groove. Ladies and gentlemen, that's Gina Storm. One love, one mic. Whoo, man. T-Rob, the white son, do you hear this, bro?
Incredible, boy. Absolutely incredible. I love it.
All right, next up on the mic, we're going to keep this party going, man. We're going to keep it going. We got the other half of the Just Jay and Gina Storm show. Ladies and gentlemen, we got Just Jay in the building. What's good with you, Jay? Jared King, Just Jay, where are you?
All right, there we go. Let me get my microphone down. It works better that way. My goodness, going out the world back. What's
there
going on, fellas? How y'all doing tonight?
All right.
How you doing, man?
Been listening to you guys, man. Been listening to you guys. You guys have been having a ball tonight. That's what's up. Show us how to do it.
Appreciate you, bro.
It's a fun time to be on the Get Down. Welcome, King.
Man, I think that 2023 is going to be an awesome year, man. For Epiphany
family.
I
keep trying to tell you.
It's a small house and everything else, man. I think we're gonna go ahead and do some things, do some great things.
That's all I want. I just want to hear some great things and some great poets. Speaking of greatness, I need you to flex your great poetic pen, because tonight on the Get Down, our title is No More Bullets. And considering
no
we talk about No More Bullets, bruh, we are getting out of the way, and we would like for you to get on down.
All right. All right, I'm going to go with Love and War then. Throughout the ages, battle lines have been drawn on chests, the plans of winning minds and hearts. For our admission as gladiators, we bear ourselves naked to become combatants in a skewed game of love and loss. As we pay good hard life to mount cold lifeless horses, we advance the cavalry in a circular menagerie. As we hold tight to this murderous merry-go-round called love. As love slings lovers from the tops of its precipice to the depths of living deaths, a headspace where all color is void and stripped from life. And our hearts turn enemy, punish our bodies in a relentless and in a most inhuman manner. as if we were never one symbiotic being. In an act of unadulterated pure jealousy, our thoughts attack the body because we chose not with our minds, but from the steep heap of our wantings and our shortcomings, and we stand in marveling in disbelief at the outcomes and consequences. Consequences that seek to forever mar our once simple view of true love. Once thought unbinding, now lost in the folds of regret and sorrow, unyielding to the umpteenth degrees. My moans are muted and my arms are locked at the shoulders. How else can I tell you? When the fog of war clouds my recollections, my memories polluted from the foul stench of my own burning heart. And I sit in the center of my own desolation as I unabashedly cry out to God to deliver me, from this trap of my own machinations. Lord, I thought I knew depths. Now I fear what I do not know more than what I thought was respectful just before. I thank you for making me to live, even if it's against my own will, because I would have tied an anchor to my ankle and dove into the deepest abyss days ago. Now my ability to see does not extend past this moment. Held captive on an ocean of pain, battered by its waves unceasingly and increasing frequency. My ego, there was a towering monolith covered in senseless hieroglyphs. My mind stripped of its defenses, elaborate insecurities, and why, when I am defenseless, am I truly free? To see that was always meant for me. When fighting for the spoils of war, when fighting blind, it's me, battling me. Poem.
You said, while fighting blind, it's me battling me. That is deep, Just Jay. That is deep, bro. That's deep. It's fire piece.
Man, that came from actually seeing that, bro. You know, if folks be trying to be in certain places in your life and you're doing things to go ahead and keep them at bay, but at the same time you're trying to pull them in, you ain't doing it but hurting yourself.
Yeah, man. Oh, man, I dig this. This phenomenal ink right here, bro.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you. Wise son, what you think, bro?
I think I like this when he walks into a particular space, takes his time to deliver the thought process for us to follow. It's similar to what you did earlier today. I can see it happening in front of me at this giving us this.
Oh, I'm in good company there.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Sarah.
Man. It's amazing, bro.
You know.
Amazing, bro.
I'm really, really digging that. So I like what you did. And I can't front. This is just a really heavy piece that it becomes visual when you slow down because you're giving thought to what it is you want us to visualize when you're spitting this type of piece, and I really enjoy it that way when you're giving it to me.
Man, but you know, y'all have showed me over the years that a good handoff is the best thing that is actually a part of the poem too, man. So I appreciate you fellas, man, for doing the night in and night out work. And I don't want right. folks at home that come in and listen to this to think that this is easy all the time. You guys have to do a lot of sacrifices to be in this place that y'all are at, and I want everybody to make sure that they know that and at least mentally acknowledge that, even if it don't come out of their lips.
Right on to that.
Brother, we appreciate you more than you ever know, man. So thank you for that. Hey, man, before
y'all
we
take care, man.
You can't just go running off, bro.
I'm squirming.
You can't
be going on,
bro.
I'm hot-footing it.
you got to talk about what you got going on in Epiphany as well as abroad, brother. So, brother, go ahead and let everybody know what you got going on.
Man, this Saturday, it's going to be me and Gina. We're going to have the Just Jay and Gina show. It's been awesome, man, learning from you guys, because now that I'm on this end of it, when I sit back and watch you guys do your thing, I'm more attentive. I'm not waiting on my turn to come up to go. I'm watching everything now. I got a chance to go ahead and get a good lesson in with VIP this weekend and see how she moves the show along. Man, she's awesome at it. So I appreciate you fellas for teaching this old dog a couple more tricks. Yes, sir.
This is what we do, bro.
This is what we do. Absolutely. Thank you.
Absolutely. Hey, man, you're not going to talk about Clubhouse, bro?
Did. Oh, yeah.
Man, come on, bro.
On Saturday, we have the kitchen. We got
I'm going to need my check. I'm going to need my check.
Hey, we cutting it now. Make sure your Cash App is available.
Absolutely. Y'all got it.
On Saturday at 1 p.m., we have the kitchen. That's with the Elder Wallace and then we just come in there. We do speed round after speed round, very little talking. So if you want to come in and just hammer some pieces out and you don't want to talk afterwards, that's the spot for you. If you want to talk, come in Sunday. We're going to talk to you about your piece. We're going to give you a little mini feature the same way we do on Saturday night with me and Gina. On Monday, we got the AM drive. That goes at 8 o'clock Eastern, 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central. Come by there and laugh your asses off. That's all I got, man.
Appreciate you, bro. Appreciate you. All right, brother, get on over to that dance floor, man, and stick around. Enjoy the rest of the show. One love, one mic.
Y'all be easy, brothers.
Peace, man. King.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Just Jay. Check him out every other Saturday. Him and Gina Storm with the Just Jay and Gina Storm show. Man, ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening in online, you have approximately less than a minute to dial in 319-526-6300 to get in before you are cut off. You will no longer be able to hear the rest of the show. 60 seconds or less. That's all you got. But we're going to keep the party moving. J-Rob, are you ready for this next artist to grace the mic?
Yes, sir.
Next up on the mic.
Oh, yeah.
We got Mr. Automatic Charismatic. Lyrical Viper,
hey,
East Coast Go-Go brother. What up, Go-Go?
Hey, I'm sorry. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we can
a
hear
little
you.
Bit.
We can hear you.
Can y'all hear me now? The mic is right. The mic is by my mouth. Can y'all hear me now? Better?
A little bit.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, because I'm trying to use my Bluetooth. I want to use some poetry. You know what I mean?
Why, son? Usher the brother to the mic. Yeah, we want to hear you, bro. We're going to get you to the mic right now because J. Rob's getting ready to take care of that.
Mr. Automatic Charismatic, tonight, the title is No More Bullets. Tonight. We want you to grab the mic and get on down, brother. Do your thing.
All right. This poem I dedicated to all the poets, those that have passed and those are still with us. The name is Freestyle, and it's called We Are a Family. As I take a stand, loving in every land, be like the unspeakable people. Going through each sequel, poetry is like lethal weapon that hits you so hard. Taking charge, being involved in these powerful words. See, we are a family, poetry. We are here to speak the unspeakable, stand focused, land the world take notice. You see, I take a stand and I speak poetry with that fire. You see, Trisha Stanberry, we love her. But we want to hear it, Sister Taraji. Angela Santa Passion. We love her. We want to hear Pretty Falls. Charles Wilson. Much love, bro. We want to hear King Kaju. We are powerful. We are getting closer by storm. Love me in these words. These powerful words. Words. We have risen. Words to get our attention. We put gasoline on. I'm so sorry. We put gasoline on the mic. Blades are like fire. I stand with the poets. Those that have passed away. Those that are here now. I stand with them all. No matter what I do. I am Mr. Automatic Charismatic. Always feeling the lyrical engine. Always feeling the love. When one of us passes away, we can feel that pain. We can feel the change. We're still a family. It's a family we hold together forever. This Automatic Charismatic, the lyrical legend, take it into my land pipe and drive.
All right,
son.
I like how you did that, and thank you for dropping that about Pretty Paws, brother. I like what you did with this piece. Salute to you, and that's how you start the new year off right. Salute to you, sir. Salute to you. I like that. I like that. Van Metal.
Yeah, bro, we appreciate you, man, for coming through and, you know, spitting this tribute piece. Thank you for that. Thank you for... freestyling as you do, just pay attention to that road. I know you're driving, you know, you're coughing and everything, trying to deliver this piece. You know, keep your eyes focused on the road, brother. I know you got the Bluetooth. Keep your eyes focused on the road, hands on the wheel.
Oh, yeah.
But
I hope one day I can see my go-go, brother. You know.
Yeah, we'll have to talk about that later, because I actually turned around and came back at home, brother. But we'll wrap about that later. But thank you so much, my go-go brother. We appreciate
you,
man, for stopping
through
the get down.
You know, one thing, though, if y'all want to hear freestyling, check out Sunday. Check out Sunday.
Yeah, check it out. Because Divine Inspiration.
Yeah, check out the anointing.
Paul Samson. He got you. He got you. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Divine Inspiration and Poetic. Freestyle, the anointing of freestyle.
Too much, bro. All right, go. Hey, man, pay attention to the road, man. Thank you for stopping through. I would send you out to the dance floor, man, but you're driving. Got to keep you safe. One love, one mic, bro.
I tell you what, can y'all play some go-go music for me? Can y'all take me home?
Oh, yeah.
You know, okay.
Check you out on the event page. Yeah, we got you, bro. DJ, you got him? All right.
Got him.
No, that's like that song Lisa the Cocktail. I wonder if you take me home. You know that song.
Oh yeah, that's classic.
Yeah, okay,
classic. Oh, don't get me started. All right, go. One love, one mic, bro. All
right, one love, one mic, yo.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's our go brother, Mr. Automatic Charismatic, East Coast go brother. Man, whoo, baby, the fire show, bro, right down to the last. You know what I'm saying? Whoo. Hey, man.
I like this.
We're gonna start off last words of the first show of the new year for the Get Down with my good brother, J-Rob the Wise Son.
First and foremost, thank you to the Most High for allowing us to see
another year, and with all the blessings that that entails. Thank you, Van Meadows, for another fantastic year as we jump off the diving board of poetry into some phenomenal work that we intend to do this year. I can't see me doing this with anybody else except you on the Get Down. So salute to you, big bro. Can't wait to see you how the rest of the year turns out with us. This is awesome, an awesome start to an awesome year. I can't wait. Thank you again, bro. I love you, and can't wait for us to see each other next weekend. Well, next week on the Get Down.
Absolutely, bro. Appreciate you. Ladies and gentlemen, I first like to say thank you to J. Rob, the wise son, the other host of this here ship, man. Hey, man, without you, man, it wouldn't be as fun as it is. This is why we show up to do this, because we get inspired by you, the poets. You know, we love what you bring. We love when you rise to the occasion and just take, say, you know what? I know it's a trigger warning topic, but I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to get into it anyway. I'm just going to just put myself aside and just let my pen speak. Hopefully, through your pen, we can spark about some type of change. No more bullets. There isn't a state around the U.S. that has not experienced some form of gun violence, whether it be, as I indicated in my piece, police, family, friend, foe, even kids. We're going to continue voicing these kinds of concerns, these kinds of pieces, until there's change. You know, Anthony Arnold said at the end of his piece, it doesn't matter the race. So I implore you and I encourage you to continue using your pen to be an advocate for peace, because the world needs that. And wise son, I thank you, bro, just for being the phenomenal individual that you are. What you mean to your community, what you mean to this community, what you mean to the Epiphany family, and more importantly, what you mean to me. I love you, bro.
My man, love you just as much.
To the Epiphany Radio family, the callers, the hosts, the listeners, listen, man, without you, there is no Epiphany Radio. We do this night in and night out because you got a voice that needs to be heard. So you come through as often as you want, as much as you want, and unleash your pen. Inspire us to be better. Iron sharpens iron, right? And that's what we do. So we thank you for that. Join us tomorrow night. You know what? It might be a pop-up show tomorrow night. I have to keep you posted. It would be Iron Sharpens Iron, but just stay tuned. If there's no show tomorrow, it's okay. Maybe you need a night off. Maybe you'll take that 2 hours and write. Take that 2 hours and write like 5 or 6 pieces. Let's see what you come up with.
Yeah.
But see
what your pen does. However.
Thank y'all for coming through. Good night. One love. One mic. Peace.
Peace, y'all.